This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Another warning today from Governor Charlie Baker. Reopening the economy too fast would be irresponsible. The governor's comments come as businesses and residents clamor to know how the reopening will unfold. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now. Steve, the governor is basically saying, hold your horses. You'll find out next week. What's his reason for holding back?
Yeah, I think he's trying to tamp down expectations. He says if he leaks out the details of the restart plan now, some businesses and people may jump the gun and begin the process of opening now. The governor says he wants to reopen in a way that takes into account where we want to be several months from now, not today.
I would love to be able to open everything up tomorrow. That would be an incredibly irresponsible thing to do. What we are going to do is phase the reopening. The folks who are going to open initially are going to be the folks who we believe are most likely to be successful in reopening and not further spreading the virus. That means the kinds of organizations that don't have a lot of close contact with customers.
Now, reporters pushed and pushed in the hopes of getting him to give some details of how the reopening will take place. And once again, he kept on saying, wait until Monday.
It seems the daily coronavirus figures from the Department of Public Health are back on track today, kind of aligned with what they have been. What are they telling us?
Yeah, they're telling us the number of deaths, hospitalizations, and infection rates continue to trend downward. Now, yesterday, the numbers were way off because of a change in reporting time. Today, they're reporting the deaths of another 174 people from COVID-19. Now, remember, it's best to look at 7-day averages to get a better sense of where things stand. So let's note that the 7-day average is now 128 deaths. That's down from a 7-day high of 175 just 2 weeks ago. The hospitalization rate is still at 4%, with 794 people in the ICU. Now, Lisa, sometimes it's hard to visualize all these numbers as I read them off every afternoon. So I direct you to our website, WBUR.org, where we have a new dynamic map showing all the numbers and all the trends. It really puts things in perspective, and it's worth checking out.
Steve, the governor outlined what needs to be done to avoid a resurgence of the virus and therefore avoiding having to go through another economic shutdown. What's he proposing?
Yeah, he's highlighted two main issues that people need to be mindful of. The first is continue doing some of the things that we've been doing for a few weeks now, the use of face coverings, hand washing, and hygiene.
The second thing we're going to do is significantly enhance our testing program, especially for those who are in what we would call high-risk areas and high-risk professions, so that they are being tested on a pretty regular basis, so that if somebody does test positive, we're in the position to do something about it with respect to both them and their close contacts.
That emphasis on ramping up testing was part of the reason he did his daily briefing today in Fall River. We could hear some of the background there. What was his destination?
Yeah, he went to a community health center that was conducting drive-through testing in their parking lot. Overall, the governor said if Massachusetts were a country, we'd be in the top five in terms of per capita testing. He says the state has the capacity to do 30,000 tests a day, but currently we're only doing a third to half of that, depending on the day.
WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown, thank you once again.
Thank you, Lisa.